Okay, thank you. Before we start tonight's budget work session, just remind everyone, normally our work sessions are during the budget process. It's an opportunity for the council to get information they need that they'll be using to, the mayor and council to get information they'll need to formulate the budget, make recommendations or changes. So the way work sessions work is that they're always open to the public and the press, but it's not one of those things where you participate, because basically we're getting information from, in this case, particularly finance, and then we'll be taking that information and starting to, you know, research that and lots of other information that follows. But then the on March 9th, then that's when I'll be introducing a proposed tax rate. It doesn't mean it's done and done, but there has to be a place, a starting place, because if you don't have an estimate of your income, how are you supposed to do all the other budget? So at this point, we'll begin the work session, and again, you're most welcome to, if you have questions, I guess, later when we get to the regular session, and you have questions later when we have the public participation area time, certainly can ask them then. But this is just a matter of getting some initial information to the mayor and council so that we can start to consider the budget for next year, which begins July 1, 2020. Okay. Natalie, would you like to roll with
Good
us?
Good evening. So as Mayor mentioned, this is just projections only. We will have another general fund workshops for budget coming up later on. This is just preliminary numbers, and I have option A for Town of Berlin capital budget fiscal 2021 projections, and also I have option B. We have met with each department general fund only and discussed what are the capital outlay items or capital items projects we would like to see in fiscal 21. And the way this spreadsheet is structured, so you see what the revenue is coming from and what the expenses are, what kind of expenses. So the first up top, we have a community parks playground grant. We will be receiving $107,500 for parks, and we need a $1,000 match. So the highlighted items there of $1,000 is what general fund revenues should apply to support this project.
Question.
Sure.
Where were the restrooms for Stephen Cater Park come? Or aren't they being considered?
So
we're giving more priority to lights and Henry Park than restrooms in Stephen Decatur Park?
That was the decision that was made last year when the grant was up for application.
I really do think that as soon as possible, we need to really expedite having somewhere permanent for those children to use the bathroom in that park.
And when the grant comes up for review next time, that's certainly, if that's the direction that the council wishes to go, that's certainly the direction that we'll take.
That's all I got to say.
Okay.
So basically, the
Henry Park basketball lights will be supported by grant funds, except $1,000.
Except for $1,000,
yes.
Which would then have to be in the in our general fund budget as mm-hmm. an expense for community parks and playgrounds.
To support that project.
Okay.
So that covers parks. And then we're going to go to streets. We have received a letter with estimated state highway user grant revenues should be coming in $222,700 total. And so those monies will be allocated to improve the streets in the town. And we've gone through the list and picked the most priorities, per se, or streets that we can actually put in the budget with the estimated value that the 220 would cover it. So the Harrison Avenue Esham Avenue North, Graham Avenue, and Flower Street North portion of it. So that's the streets, and that would equal 222,700 total. And then also, street department would like to purchase a heated hose crack pro machine, which will allow them to do the work. And if you have any questions how it works, I guess Jeff or Dave can answer you. I'm here pointless.
What that machine is, I see it most prevalently in Sussex County up in Delaware. If you travel roads and you've seen, it looks like our parking lot back here where the cracks are sealed. That was basically the same machine that was used back here. If you take the asphalt and you seal cracks, that prolongs the life of a road, or any asphalt for that matter. Dave Wheaton and I did have a conversation with a DelDOT representative up in Sussex County and asked them and their engineers what they have seen with the work that they've been doing with this particular machine, and they said on average it's extending the life of a road about 7 years.
And they actually do it, too,
yeah,
because
you've seen
traveling
it.
Them roads, they look like snakes all over the road.
Yeah. No, it's not real pretty, but it does save. You know, if you go down to down by Worcester Prep School on Buckingham, if anybody's ever traveled that, when you turn off of South Main, you can see where the asphalt was laid, and there's a crack in the road. What would you guess, 2 inches, Dave? About 2 inches wide. And about 8 years ago, the public works staff did, they had a machine that was not suited for that. It was more for a parking lot, but they did that entire road with that, and that's prolonged the life of that road, I can assure you of that. So that's the need for it.
So,
I have one question.
Sure.
Are there any roads that it can't be used on? Does it have to be like a fresh new asphalt, or can it be that more gravelly? It
can be any.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the exact road.
It's liquid tar.
Okay.
And before anyone has concern, I did ask the guy at DelDOT. I said, when you put this stuff down, because I've never seen roads closed, and he said, you put that down with. He said, when it goes down instantly, you can drive on it, mm-hmm. which I'm amazed with.
So estimated cost of this machine is $50,000. So the streets would be covered from the state highway user grant funds, but the $50,000 estimated cost for the machine would have to be covered by the general fund revenues. And so I'm highlighting those numbers in the light green so we can summarize them in the end. Building and grounds, we have put $35,000 estimated town hall windows and doors. It's just the maintenance for this building. The windows and the doors, all the windows are pretty much, if you look from outside, you see they all kind of stained, they're leaking and constantly. So the warm air in winter is not contained inside the buildings, and we have repaired the downstairs door, especially at the customer service area multiple times, and that's becoming a little bit of a security issue because they can be easily just pushed and open. So that's an estimate. Police department, we have a Chevrolet Tahoe, $40,000. And this vehicle would be, I didn't put it there, but I believe it's replacing older, Arnold, help me out, Victoria Crown?
It's replacing Arnold's vehicle.
Your vehicle. And your vehicle is what year? I should have put.
It's a 2006.
So that will be replaced. That would be a replacement for 2006 vehicle for police department.
Actually, it's a 2007 purchase in 2006.
Right. Cross-match patrol handprint system, that's fingerprinting system, that something is required, so police department must purchase that. $18,000. And public works department, to replace 1989 Ford F-150 with the newer vehicle, Ford F-150 pickup truck, for $30,000. So the revenues that needed for this particular section would come up from general fund. On the bottom, the summary, we have grant revenues total, and the general fund revenues will be needed for that particular difference is 174 for the total expenditures of 504,200. So that's the option A capital. Option B, which I don't have here, I'm sorry. We didn't insert it. Apologize. But basically, it's the same exact list. We're just removing two items. If we are to not proceed with the purchase of the heated hose crack pro machine of $50,000 and suspend the repairs of windows and doors in a town hall, that would be lesser, and the general fund revenues would come out at $89,000 needed, and the rest will be covered by grants. You have that on the piece of paper with the option B.
Can we get specific? You talked about the vehicle for the police department. Can we get a specific description of how the Public Works F-150 would be used? Or?
Dave, that new pickup that you're looking for, how would that be used? What, it's replacing the 89 Ford. The new pickup, what would be its daily?
That would be put on the line for everybody to use. If they're going to the park to work or whatever, they take that. Pull off. If we're having a hitch put on it, so you can pull a trailer for zero turn mowers and things like that.
And there's snow removal? I mean,
the snow plow?
Yeah. Snow plow?
Yes. Yeah. He said yes.
Thanks.
I wish you never brought that word up, by the way. But
I think it's a too late.
For next year.
Yeah. I'm going to kind of move forward a little bit faster because we only have 30 minutes today. So along with the capital outlay items for fiscal 21, we have looked at the pay increase for regular employees and for police sworn officers. This is just a summary of projections that I put together. So total regular employees' current annual wages, this is current annual wages that we have. It's almost $3 million. So an increase of 2% will require, I'm going to round the number, $60,000. An increase of 3% will require $89,000. And then we also looked at one-time pay for employees of $500. That would require $31,000, and one-time pay of $750 would require $45,000. This is just regular employees. Then also, if you combine those options, and I'm just playing the scenarios, 2% and $500, 2% and $750, 3% and $500, and 3% and $750. And the numbers to the right are just basically the total of two. Total sworn police officers' current annual wages equals $677,000, and Jeff will chime in with 9% increase on that.
I am making a recommendation that the sworn police officers, that their salaries are adjusted by that percent. When the numbers that I have from the local agencies were behind, well behind, we're not dead last, but right now my numbers show that we're next to last. That's not a good posture to be in. So I am asking for that 9% to put them back up. They would not be at the top, but they'd be in the second, third ranking.
So the amount of $61,000 would be needed to have an increase of 9% of wages for sworn police officers. And then entertaining the idea of $500 one-time pay for police officers and $750 one-time pay, those numbers are to the right. Then combine it all together, the regular employees and the police officers to the right, those two blocked out, including police officers' numbers increase, and then including police officers' increase and police officers' one-time pay, those are numbers to the right. It's just the sum of two together just for you to see the difference and what combination they can create.
That $3.6 million total is the current annual payroll, the current annual payroll.
So it's basically the base of what the 2%, 3% calculated from. Any questions on that page? If we could hear, I'm going to move to the next one. Next is projections for fiscal 2021 estimated real estate tax. It's not something we're deciding. It's just the projections for consideration. The number up top, fiscal 19, net accessible real property base, that's a new number. It's not homestead tax credit adjusted, so it's a rough number. It will be changing once I receive the letter from the SDET with the more accurate number. But I'm using it just right now for projections. So at current rate, if we're using the new base rate, accessible base rate, we would receive $3.5 million in real estate tax revenues. And then the below projections, if we go into 83 cents, a 3.75% increase will give us additional $131,000. If we go into 85 cents or 6.2% increase, will give us $218,000. If we go into 87 cents, it's 8.7% increase, will give us $305,000. And on the bottom, I just put a little kind of like to understand with estimated property assessed at 200, resident or a commercial property owner would pay $1,600. If you go to 83 cents, it's additional $60 and then additional $100 and additional $140.
Does anybody have any questions for Natalie? That's all.
I know I went through really, really fast. I was trying to leave some time if you want to go over.
This is basically homework.
Yeah, it's just food for thinking, yes.
And you know, there's always be surprises, but these were the areas where obviously capital budget has to be reviewed every year because it's a one-year budgeting plan, but all these things are things that can be considered. We want to make sure you know if you supported all these things that are being projected, what the impact will be on the tax rate. And obviously, I'm going to be making some personal judgments between now and March 9th. And March 9th, I'll make a proposal. And that also obviously would explain how that would affect these various estimates, both for the capital budget and for salaries. And I think that those two, there's quite a bit of impact just with those two. but on the capital, at least for the streets, 100% of the streets improvements are funded through our
state highway revenues.
State highway user revenues. And thank goodness for that. That's something else that when I was at the Mayor's Association this past Thursday and Friday, there's concern by all the towns because as it stands right now, in about two more years, then it starts to drop dramatically. And none of the towns in the state can just suddenly just pick up all a couple $100,000 or more. And so there's... We're trying to get the state legislature to make that required. One of the things that's happening is the State Highway Administration, the Transportation Department, which is the larger department, is getting hit really hard by major highway projects in the Baltimore-Washington corridor, which instead of it just being part of the transportation fund, the legislature has started in the last two or three years to legislate that. So they basically get the money first. And the idea that we're all towns that matter, and regardless of size, it just all gets thrown to the wayside. So this is going to be a big battle. And, it's one of those things where the big boys with the big populations, they're taking smaller communities, which is there's 157 municipalities in the state of Maryland, and only a handful are large. All the rest are small to medium. And that long time philosophy that all communities matter is starting to slip away. So it's going to be a heck of a fight. But, you know, it could be devastating if they don't basically earmark the highway user funds. And that's the money that's created when you, every time you fill your car with gas, when you pay for tags and all these other, that money goes in a fund that then is supposed to be distributed fairly throughout the state. And it has been traditionally, it started to tinker with it about, what, 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Plus things got tight. Things aren't tight in the state anymore. And now it's just, you know, to me, it's the big boys are just trying to grab more and more of the pot. And I think we're all going to need to work together the best we can to put this right again. Because why should you be on wonderful highways until you turn off onto a county or town road that can't be maintained, not the way it should be?
And unfortunately, every year when we reconcile, I have to submit the finalized report to the state to show how we allocate in the state highway user revenues. We have not closed 1 year with the surplus. We always put a lot more to the roads. Ideally, the state highway user revenues should be able to cover the equipment that we utilize and to pave the streets, and even the personnel cost, but it never happened in the past.
No, it's not happening now. Okay.
Question. With the salary increase, there is a corresponding increase in fringe benefits. Is it?
I don't understand the question.
If my salary goes up 30%,
correct.
Then my fringe benefits.
Your FICA goes up. That's correct.
Could we see those numbers mm-hmm. associated with these projections
sure.
here?
Mm-hmm. I will rerun this with benefited numbers,
okay.
and I will resend it to you.
Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions for Natalie? Any other comments? Okay.
Mayor, I do have a quick comment. I just want the council to understand. I'm not up here begging or any of that or waving the flag, but I do want the council to please keep in the back of their mind and understand that the current fiscal year that we're in, there was zero capital for public works, very little capital. I think it was yours, Arnold, was minimal as well. So I just ask folks to keep that in the back of their mind, because things do need to be replaced.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All righty. I guess we are now, if anybody wants to take a brief break, and then we'll start the regular meeting at 7 o'clock.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.